You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The Health Ranchers Show, where we are continuing our presentation of a special report called The Top 10 Most Important Steps to Reversing Disease That Your Doctor Won't Tell You. So let's get started with step number one. And these steps, by the way, about half of them are things that you can start doing, things to bring into your life, and about half of them are things that you should probably stop doing. So out of this list of 10, 5 of these are things to do, and 5 of them are things to not do. And by the way, I've got one extra bonus item at the end of this, which makes it really 11 steps. And by the time we're through with this, we may even find a 12th step, and we'll add that in as well. But the core is made up of 10 steps, and step number one is right here. Here it is. Step one, start getting sunlight on your skin. And what do I mean by that? Well, just what it sounds like. Start getting sunlight on your skin, because sunlight allows your skin to generate vitamin D. And vitamin D is the single most miraculous anti-cancer nutrient that has ever been discovered by modern medical science. If you have sufficient levels of vitamin D circulating in your blood, you will prevent nearly 4 out of 5 cancers from ever appearing in your body. It prevents 4 out of 5 cases of breast cancer, 4 out of 5 cases of prostate cancer, 4 out of 5 cases of bone cancer, leukemia, brain tumors, multiple myeloma, pancreatic cancer, ovarian cancer, all these cancers, even skin cancer, yes, even skin cancer prevents 4 out of 5 cancers. So why is it then that the conventional medical industry tries to scare people away from sunlight? Think about that. If vitamin D, which is created from exposure to sunlight, prevents cancer, and if the population learned about this, and if 80% of the cancer patients no longer had cancer, if they could reverse it and prevent it, the cancer industry would collapse. All those hundreds of thousands of people who are employed based on the continuation of this disease would suddenly find themselves without a job. What about the issue of sunburn? Well, it's very easy to solve that issue. Sunburn is not caused merely by exposure to ultraviolet light. No, it's caused by massive malnutrition. If you burn easily, then you don't have enough antioxidants in your diet. And by antioxidants, I mean plant-based nutrients. And the ones I recommend are blue-green algae, spirulina, astaxanthin, and chlorella. Now, I'll repeat those again if you want to write them down. These are all microalgae that have very potent levels of antioxidants, much more potent than vitamin C or vitamin E or other typical antioxidants. Once again, they are astaxanthin, which is spelled A-S-T-A-X-A-N-T-H-I-N, spirulina, chlorella, and blue-green algae. And there's another one that I might add to that, and that's marine phytoplankton. Phytoplankton is one word. It just means plant plankton in the ocean. It's one of the simplest life forms in the ocean. It's been around for literally billions of years, creating oxygen on our planet. So these are great sources of antioxidants. You can get them from various supplement companies. But point number one, which is how much sunlight should I get? And the short answer to that is that it depends on the color of your skin. Yes, it really does, because lighter skin absorbs sunlight more efficiently than darker skin. In other words, darker skin pigmentation has a natural built-in sunblock potential. So darker skin folks have to spend more time in the sun to generate the same amount of vitamin D as a lighter skinned person. So the lighter your skin, the less time you need in the sun. Probably 10 to 15 minutes a day would be minimal. That would just barely cover the basics. Darker skinned people need about 10 times that much time in the sun. Yes, hours in the sun. And if you have dark skin and you're not getting that much sun, then you are almost certainly deficient in vitamin D, and you're probably growing tumors in your body right now. But you can stop that very easily by taking vitamin D supplements. And what you want is vitamin D3. You got that? Vitamin D3. That is the bioactive form of vitamin D, and you can get that in certain supplements. Some fish oil supplements, for example, have that. a couple of companies that I will recommend. Remember, I don't earn any money from these companies, but I'll recommend them. One is called livingfuel.com. They have a vitamin D supplement that is just fantastic. It's a fish oil / vitamin D supplement. It's called Super Essentials. It is just top of the line. You need that, and you need to get at least 2,000 IUs of vitamin D a day. And if you've been deficient for a long time, then you might want to consider doing a lot more than that for a week or 2 weeks. I actually get about 4,000 units of vitamin D a day. The USDA recommendation is only 400 units, which is another way that the U.S. government ensures that people stay in a state of chronic disease. By only recommending 400 IUs of vitamin D, the USRDA chart practically guarantees that most of the population will eventually get cancer. And they don't want to raise those numbers because they don't want people to be cured of cancer. They don't want people to be healthy. They really don't. The medical industry has too much influence over our government and over our media and our regulators. The pharmaceutical industry does not want people to be overcoming their cancer by using vitamin D. It would just cause them to lose too much money. Another supplement company I recommend, by the way, is called Wellness Resources. You can find them online, wellnessresources.com. They have some outstanding vitamin D supplements. And, of course, Vitacost.com also has some various fish oil and vitamin D supplements available for you. I do recommend, though, that you get vitamin D from sunlight as much as you can. That might mean moving away from where you currently live, if you live far from the equator. If you live up in northern latitudes, for example, or Canada or the U.K., you want to give cancer to a black person, move them to the U.K. and ask them to work in an office, indoor lighting. A black person, person of African descent, they will get prostate cancer or breast cancer so fast in that environment because they're not getting any sunlight and their skin is blocking the sunlight and they are almost assuredly vitamin D deficient. And this is what's happening all over our world. And it's not just the black people, it's also the white people, it's the Hispanic folks, it's the Asian folks. And Asia, they're crazy. They actually avoid sunlight because they don't want their skin to look dark. They think it's an insult for your skin to look darker because the wealthier people have lighter skin because they're always indoors all the time. So dark skin is a sign of having to work outside. It's a sign of being poor. And so in that culture, there's actually this mythology about sunlight being bad for you, and they walk around with umbrellas over their heads in the sunlight. And this is true both in Japan and China and Taiwan and throughout Asia. And those people don't know that they're giving themselves cancer by doing that. So don't be retarded like that, okay? Get the sunlight. You need the sunlight to prevent cancer, and the only way to get it is to walk outside and let that sun shine onto your skin. Let that light touch you, it will heal you. The light is healing. And I dare say that anybody that tells you otherwise is, literally speaking, an agent of darkness. And I know that sounds funny. It almost sounds biblical, doesn't it? But the American Cancer Society, the American Medical Association, the cancer industry, the drug companies, the government regulators, the FDA, anybody who tells you to avoid sunlight is telling you to seek out darkness. They're telling you to stay away from the light. And if you stay away from the light, you will get disease. It's as simple as that. Beware of anyone in life who tells you to stay away from the light. Number two, a simple one, stop drinking soda. That's both regular soda and diet soda. They are both poisonous, but not in the ways that you might have already known. Most people think soda is bad for you because it contains a lot of sugar. And it does. I think the average can of soda has about 15 or 16 teaspoons of sugar in it. But it's not sugar, actually. It's high fructose corn syrup, which turns out to be even more dangerous than sugar in promoting obesity and diabetes. It is a dangerous, refined substance, and it makes you fat. But there's more to soda than just that. It is dangerous in ways that most people don't even know. And we're going to talk about the other poisons that are in both regular soda and diet soda in the next section. So stay with us here on the Health Rangers Show. We will be right back after this break to continue our conversation about the top 10 most important steps to reversing disease that your doctor won't tell you. We'll be right back.
WTMLive.com today.
Here on the Health Ranger Show, continuing our presentation of the top 10 most important steps to reversing disease that your doctor won't tell you because he doesn't know. He was never taught these things. And we left off talking about soda, so let's continue with that now. If you're drinking soda, you're poisoning yourself, plain and simple. Not just the sugar, as I mentioned, it's also something called phosphoric acid. Phosphoric acid is put into the soda to give it an acidic type of taste. But do you know what else phosphoric acid is used for? It's used to etch patterns into stone by stonemasons. It actually eats away rock. It eats away rock. Do you think it will also eat away your bones? Of course it will. It is highly acidic. It's as acidic in some concentrations as battery acid. Would you drink battery acid? I hope not. But if you're drinking soda, you are drinking a similar substance. It's also used to scrub the rust off of ships by the Navy. So when these big ships, these aircraft carriers, come into port and they have to scrub the rust off of them, they use phosphoric acid because it eats away metal. It eats away rust. Pretty handy stuff if you're trying to dissolve chrome or dissolve rust. This is why you can actually use a can of Coke or Pepsi to scrub off the rust on your car bumper. That is, if you have a bumper that's even made of metal anymore. Most bumpers are non-metal these days. But I'm talking about one of those older cars from the 1970s that was actually made of real steel. And if you tried to clean it, you could use a can of Coke or Pepsi to clean it. That is not an urban myth. It really works that way. The health effects of drinking this phosphoric acid are quite devastating. And you might intuitively think that, yeah, maybe drinking acid is not such a smart thing to do, and you're right. It's not very smart, and here's why. Because your body has to maintain a state of neutral alkalinity versus acidity in its own blood. And the pH number that it has to maintain is, I believe, 7.15 or something right in that range. And it has to do that, otherwise you will die. So if the pH of your blood moves up or down, even a small amount, if it goes up to 7.5 or goes down to 6.8, you die. So the pH of your blood is crucial to you staying alive. It is only that narrow range of pH, which is, of course, the measure of acidity, that allows the biological functions of your body and brain to take place. So your body will do anything to maintain that pH level. And to do that, it has to use the resources available to it, which are, of course, acidic substances and alkaline substances. Now, your bones are made of alkaline substances, which are calcium and other minerals that are used to build bones. Minerals are alkaline. But when you start to drink acidic substances like the phosphoric acid found in sodas, then your body has to buffer that. Have you ever heard of buffered aspirin? It's buffered, and a buffer means a chemical buffer. It's one agent that counteracts another. And if you drink too much acid, then your body has to buffer that with alkaline minerals. Where does it get those minerals? It gets them from your bones. It literally strips away the alkaline minerals in your bones and sends them into your bloodstream to buffer the acidity of the phosphoric acid that you've just consumed. And it is in this way that consuming soda eats away your skeletal system. It literally eats away your bones. And it makes your skeletal system more fragile. It causes osteoporosis, even in young men. Many of the people being diagnosed with osteoporosis today do not have any disease at all. Osteoporosis isn't even a real disease. Rather, they suffer from the overconsumption of phosphoric acid. That's from drinking too many sodas. And the more sodas they drink, the weaker the bones get. And then they start to break their bones. Or they start to get diagnosed with osteoporosis and they get put on these dangerous pharmaceuticals that really don't do anything to help them. The problem is that they're drinking soda. And in men, you notice this in the shape of their jawline. Look at the jawline of men and women too, but it's more prominent in men. And you'll notice that men who drink a lot of soda have a sunken jaw. Their jaw begins to shrink. The chin moves inward. That bone, that jawbone, is the largest bone on your face, which means it has the most minerals of any bone on your face. And so when your body has to start stealing minerals from your skeletal system in order to buffer the acidity of the phosphoric acid that you just consumed, where do you think it goes? It goes to the big bones in your body, the femur, which is in your leg, of course, but also your jawbone. So people who drink a lot of soda start to look malformed in their face. And now you may think you've never noticed anybody like that, but the truth is that so many people have malformed faces that it's now considered normal. If you look around and you see almost everybody has a sunken chin, that's because they're all drinking too much soda. It's considered normal now. But the fact is, it's all a state of being malformed. It's all a state of nutritional deficiency or bone mineral deficiency caused by the consumption of phosphoric acid from drinking sodas. Now, if you go to a population in the world that has never had soda, never had processed food, never had white flour and white sugar and all of that, and you look at their jawline, they have big prominent jaws, and they have large mouths that have all the room they need for all the teeth they have, and their teeth are perfectly healthy even when they don't have dentists. They have no health problems with their teeth at all. And this was documented by a dentist. And he traveled around the world and looked at these native populations and took pictures and documented all this. He found that it is the foods and the soda that cause dental problems and cause the mouth to shrink and the jaw to shrink, which causes crowding of the teeth. And the dentist who did this was named Weston Price. And he did this exploration back in the 1940s and 50s. And the book, of course, is Nutrition and Physical Degeneration, fascinating book that documents all of this. So if you wonder why we have so many dental cavities today in Western society and why people's mouths are so crowded so that their teeth have to turn sideways and they get all crooked and ugly looking and they have to have their wisdom teeth pulled out because there's not enough room for them to grow in, if you're wondering why that's the case, it's because people are drinking too much soda. That's the reason. And some parents are even giving soda to their babies. And it wasn't too long ago, just about 10 years ago, when one of the most prominent soda companies in the world came out with a line of baby feeding bottles that were branded with soda names because they were trying to encourage mothers to feed the infants soda instead of infant formula. They wanted to hook those infants on soda at a very early age because they knew that would create a lifelong customer. Because a baby that is raised on high fructose corn syrup and phosphoric acid will crave that taste for the rest of their life. The soda companies were doing the exact same thing that the tobacco companies were doing in marketing to children. They were trying to hook young people on these products so that they could make money over a long period of time off of these people. They didn't care what the health ramifications were. They didn't care that it would cause billions of dollars in dental problems, that it would cause discomfort and disease and osteoporosis and lower quality of life and other nutritional deficiencies that cause heart disease and cancer. They didn't care about any of that. All they cared about was pushing their product. And so they have baby bottles with soda logos on them. Some parents who were not very well educated, of course, began feeding their children soda. I remember back in the 90s when Coke or Pepsi was running commercials of have a Coke for breakfast. They were trying to push it for breakfast because they realized that not enough people were drinking soda for breakfast. So they were pushing that. They want you to drink Coke all day long. They don't want you to drink water. I remember when Coca-Cola had a program called Just Say No to H2O. And it was a program that tried to encourage customers at Olive Garden restaurants to not order water and instead to push Coca-Cola on all of these people. And they actually went out of their way to attack the bottled water industry. This was before they got into the water industry. They originally perceived water as being their competition. And so they tried to discredit bottled water. And later on, so here we go. All right, continuing with this list now, before we go on to step three, I just want to emphasize, too, that, you know, drinking diet soda is so bad for your health. It contains the aspartame chemical, if it's diet soda in the U.S. anyway. And that chemical is also known as the brand name NutraSweet, and I just got to tell you that that is a very dangerous chemical to be consuming. You don't want anything in your body that breaks down into formaldehyde and formic acid, do you? I mean, come on, formaldehyde? That is not good stuff to have circulating in your blood. So be sure to get yourself off of those diet sodas and get your children off of those diet sodas as well. It is dangerous to kids. And I have no doubt that someday that chemical will be banned. It has no place in the human food supply. It will be banned. All right, continuing on, number three is to start eating superfoods. Yeah, just add superfoods to your existing diet. This is an easy step, and it's a delicious step, because what are superfoods? Well, they're high nutrient density foods like goji berries or blueberries. In fact, most of the berries are superfoods. So start eating superfoods. Now, guess what? Raw cacao, also known as chocolate, is also a superfood. But I don't mean that cheap processed chocolate made with milk, fat, and refined sugar. I'm not talking about a chocolate candy bar that you buy at the grocery store. That is not superfood. Unless, of course, you're buying a brand like Endangered Species or one of these organic, raw, unprocessed cacao chocolate bar companies. Those are good for you. Those are the bars that you should be buying and eating. And when you do that, you're getting a superfood. Chocolate is anti-cancer. It's great for the liver. It contains lots of magnesium. It is just loaded with alkaloids that fight disease. It's great for the heart, too. It regulates cholesterol. There are so many benefits to eating chocolate that you just can't get enough, can you? I eat chocolate all the time for all of those reasons, and it's a wonderful superfood. Some other superfoods that I really recommend getting into your diet are sprouts. Yes, I'm talking about clover sprouts, broccoli sprouts, any kind of sprouts that you find at the grocery store, usually in the healthy food section. You see, sprouts are very nutrient dense. They're like little power-packed living vitamins. They're alive with all kinds of nutrients that you just don't find in dead foods or even in multivitamin supplements. Sprouts are living vitamins, and they're loaded with minerals and nutrients and phytochemicals. These are the plant-based medicines that fight disease. They actually have anti-cancer properties and anti-diabetes properties. They enhance brain function, heart function, digestive function, immune system function, bone health. All of these things come from just eating sprouts. And the best sprouts are the ones that taste the most bitter, by the way. The broccoli sprouts are a good example. And radish sprouts can be quite tasty at the same time. But any kind of sprout is quite good for you. Mung bean sprouts, for example. Okay, getting back to the superfoods, the point is to eat more superfoods, get them into your diet. Now, some others are, of course, the microalgae superfoods. This includes spirulina, which some people pronounce spirulina, and that's okay, too. There's nothing wrong with that. That's just a pronunciation choice. There's also chlorella, blue-green algae, and astaxanthin. There's another one called marine phytoplankton, which is available in various potencies. I say only take marine phytoplankton if it has a lot of color in it, a lot of really dark blue-green ocean color. That's how you know you're getting the real stuff. I saw a marine phytoplankton supplement one time. I think I bought this at a health food store just to try it out, and it was really expensive. It was like $30 for a 2-ounce bottle. That's more expensive than silver. You know, you could buy silver for, you know, a few bucks an ounce, but this stuff was way more expensive than silver. And I opened the bottle and I started pouring out the phytoplankton to drink it, and I was looking at it and thinking, gee, I don't see anything in here but water. There's no color to this. There's no pigmentation in the phytoplankton. And I know something's wrong, because when you go in the ocean and you look at superfoods that are extracted from the ocean, they all have pigments in them. I mean, really powerful pigmentation, in fact. These color chemicals that are responsible for many of the healing properties of ocean-based microalgae. For example, spirulina can be used even as a dye. It's very, very strong with its pigmentation. And, in fact, one of the natural medicines found in spirulina is called phycocyanin. And that is the pigment that makes it the color of cyan. And so throughout nature, wherever you see colors in foods or microalgae, the color is where the medicine is at, often. That's why you want to eat foods of different color. You want some purple cabbage, and you want some orange carrots, and yellow squash, and green veggies, and, you know, bright yellow fruits, and all these things. When you're getting all the different colors, you're getting different types of medicine. And whatever else you're doing in your life even if you're eating fried foods all the time or if you're going through the McDonald's drive-thru on a regular basis, no matter what you're doing, if you can add superfoods to your diet starting right now, you will experience benefits in your health and in your mood, by the way. Everything about you and your life experience will get better if you start adding superfoods to your diet, even if you don't take away anything else. Even if you're still eating meat and cheese and dairy and Lucky Charms loaded with sugar in the morning, I don't care. If you're doing all that stuff and you add superfoods to your diet, your health is going to improve. Sure, it would be better if you didn't eat the unhealthy foods, but that's a different step. For this step, step three in this list, we're talking about just adding the superfoods, period. Oh, and by the way, you might ask, how do I add the microalgae to my diet? The answer to that is you blend up a superfood smoothie in the morning. You see, that's how you eat your breakfast. Blend it up. And I've got recipes for that on the website, naturalnews.com. Just search for superfood smoothies. I've got a book about that on truthpublishing.com. But there are free recipes on the website and all over the web. Basically, you blend up fruits and vegetables and superfood powders and some microalgae powder. You just blend all that up and you chug it, and it's wonderful with what we just talked about. Okay, step number four. This is a simple one. Stop eating processed meats and processed foods. Let's talk about the processed meats first. Now, if I had a bunch of lab rats and if I were some kind of cruel, mad scientist and I wanted to give them cancer, there's an easy way to do that. I would just go down to the local grocery store and I would buy processed meat, hot dogs, bacon, sausage, pepperoni, sandwich meat, anything that's processed that contains sodium nitrite, and I would feed that to the lab rats. And before long, they would all get cancer, or most of them would. Now, why is that? It's because sodium nitrite causes cancer. Very interesting that they put it into meat products, isn't it? Processed meat causes cancer. The research on this is very, very clear. I've documented it on the website, naturalnews.com. There have been studies conducted at universities all over the world. It's been published in peer-reviewed medical journals all over the world. This stuff causes cancer. Children have brain tumors at 300% higher rates when they eat hot dogs. Adults have pancreatic cancer and colorectal cancer at skyrocketing rates when they eat this processed meat. Processed meat is just basically eating cancer. And if you knew what went into that meat, if you actually saw it, you know, in the slaughterhouse, you'd probably just freak out anyway. You wouldn't want to eat that stuff anyway. So you shouldn't be surprised that it's not healthy for you. Anyway, stop eating processed meat. Now, note that I'm not saying stop eating all meat. You know, that's your choice. I personally say you should eat a plant-based diet to have maximum health. But, hey, if you're not ready for that or you don't agree with that, that's totally cool. You can go ahead and eat meat. Just make sure it's not processed. That is fresh meat, this organic, free-range, fresh meat. That's what you want to eat because it doesn't have those chemicals added to it. It doesn't have a shelf life. You know what I mean? And it's the kind of meat that would go bad if you don't cook it quickly. That's how you know something's fresh, because if it goes bad, then it probably didn't have all the chemicals in it to extend the shelf life. Give an example of this. Last Christmas, I did a video about a piece of meat called Yard-O-Beef. And this is a giant Christmas gift sausage processed meat product. It's like a giant hot dog. I don't know, it's like 2 feet long. And it's, I don't know, four or five inches in diameter. It's just this giant, massive piece of processed meat. And I don't know why people give this to other people for Christmas. It's kind of like giving them cancer. You know, here, Merry Christmas, have some cancer. You know, it's like a secret message to the relative that you hate. Here, have some cancer. Maybe we won't see you next Christmas. Eat this. You know, that's the kind of thing that they're doing with this. So I was shooting a video on this because I was taking what I call macro photography photos of this nasty meat product. And these are some close-up photos that are just gross. They'll gross you out. I had people that just stopped eating meat the minute they saw these photos. Because some of the stuff that shows up in the photos will just freak you out. Little pieces of black stuff that probably shouldn't be in there. And like little blobs of fat and sinew and whatever else is in there. You want to see these photos, by the way, just go to my website, naturalnews.com. Search for macro photography meat photos. And you'll find these. And you can view them if you dare. and you can check out what these look like. Anyway, so I took these photos of this yard obese, massive processed meat hot dog thing, and afterwards, I set this in the garage because I wanted to just see how long it would last without going bad, and it is now like 9 months later, and it's still there, and it hasn't changed. It's just sitting in my garage, and it's kind of shriveled maybe slightly, but it's pretty much the same as it was when I bought it. And I think I might whip this out next Christmas and do an update on it. How do you think they do that to the beef? They do that by adding chemicals. They embalm the beef, kind of like embalming, you know, a dead body. They embalm the food with chemicals so that it won't go bad. And that, my friend, is what you're eating if you eat processed meat. If you want to embalm your tissues and suffer the consequences, then go ahead, eat that stuff. But if you don't want cancer, then I advise you to steer clear of that stuff and eat only unprocessed meats. Now, we've got a lot more to talk about here, so stay with us here on the Health Ranger Show. We'll be right back in a minute to continue this conversation.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
And welcome back. This is the Health Ranger Show, where we're talking about the top 10 most important steps to reversing disease that your doctor won't tell you. Now, just as bad as processed meat are processed foods. And by processed, I mean they've been run through the milling machine. They've been run through the factory. They took food from the earth, grains, for example, grains of corn right out of the field, grains of wheat right out of the soils, and they ran them through a processing machine, a factory, and they took the nutrients out. You see, that's what they do in the food processing industry today. They take the nutrients out. They take out anything that might spoil. And when you look at what might spoil in wheat or any kind of grain or even sugar, the things that might spoil are the healthy oils and the nutrients that provide sustenance. You see, because if bacteria can get in the package, they will eat those things first. So what they do to make food have a shelf life is they take out anything in the food that might sustain life. And that way the bacteria can't live off of it, and it doesn't spoil. It doesn't oxidize, and it's not attractive to bugs. I mean, they can actually ship white flour in trucks across this country, and they don't have to protect it from bugs or insects, because if any insects get into the white flour and start to eat it, they will die before the end of the trip. White flour is itself a type of insecticide, because it cannot sustain life. If you go out and capture some crickets or something in your backyard, and I hope you don't do this because it's kind of cruel, but if you did and you put them in a box and you fed them white flour and water, they would die before very long. Why? Because white flour, that's processed flour, does not sustain life. And if it can't sustain insect life, probably can't sustain human life either, because human life requires a lot more nutrients. It's a lot more demanding and more complex. So any of these foods that are processed by the food industry, I'm talking about the canned soups, the frozen foods, the cereals, all of these things that come in pretty boxes or jars or cans, these foods and beverages, by the way, are nutritionally worthless. White flour, white sugar, white bread, pastries, these kinds of things, pasta, nutritionally worthless. Everything good about the food has been taken out. In fact, it's even crazier than you think. You know how they make sugar? Well, they take cane right out of the field. This is sugar cane, which is a very healthy plant, by the way, right out of the field. I take raw sugar cane when I go down to South America, and I take it to a roadside stand, and they squeeze it through this machine, and this green liquid comes out. It is fresh, raw, juiced cane sugar, and it is absolutely delicious. And I'm chugging that stuff, and this is the best sugar ever, you know? And it's good for you because it's not processed, it's not cooked, and it's not missing the nutrients. It is a whole food, nutritious beverage. I love that stuff. Anyway, the way they make sugar is they take that cane juice, and then they process it, they cook it, boil it, and spin it around and do all these crazy things to it, bleach it, and they take all the nutrients out, leaving just the refined white carbohydrate and removing all of the trace minerals, all of the vitamins, all of the enzymes, any oils that might have been in there. All that stuff is taken out. And you know what they do with that stuff? They create animal feed out of it. It goes to the animals, the cattle and the pigs, because it keeps them alive. It contains the nutrition that ranch animals need to live. Meanwhile, all the stuff that lacks the nutrients, the white sugar, is sent off to be fed to humans. Because humans apparently don't need any nutrition if you work for the food processing industry. All you want to do is sell boxes of junk food, processed food, to consumers, regardless of what it will really do to their health. So avoid processed foods. That means anything in a box, anything with a flavor pack, anything with a nice, pretty label. Even if it says made with whole grains or made with organic or contains 2 milligrams of green tea or whatever ridiculous health claim it makes, if it's in a box, if it's processed, it's probably not good for you. There are a few minor exceptions to this. All right, moving on to step 5 out of the top 10 most important steps to reversing disease is to start taking high-quality nutritional supplements. And here's why. Our soils are depleted of minerals. So all the soils that the crops are grown in Western civilization today, those soils don't have the minerals necessary to sustain human life. And they only add the 3 minerals back into the crops to make them grow, which is kind of an artificial way to grow crops. And that's the NPK. That is nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. Those are the elemental letters, NPK. And this is what's added to the crops in order to kind of convince them to grow. But nothing else is put back into the soil. There are 92 trace elements that should be in the soil, like chromium, vanadium, molybdenum, and many other trace minerals. These are what should be in the soil to produce healthy crops. Now, do you know why civilization was able to flourish in the Middle East, you know, human civilization, at the dawn of agriculture? The way humans were able to survive was based on the abundance of food that came out of that region farming near the Nile. And you know what was so good about the Nile? It was that it flooded every year. When the Nile flooded, it washed all kinds of trace minerals and nutrients onto the croplands, and those croplands then the following year would produce these abundant foods that were rich with nutrition. And this is what supported the expansion of human civilization. I mean, without flooding, we wouldn't even be here. This is what brought us food that was nourishing to our bodies. So the flooding brings the minerals to the croplands. Now, what have we done in the United States and everywhere around the world with our croplands today? We've tried to halt the flooding. We've built dams. Dams have stopped the flooding. We've built all these waterways and riverways and levees, and we've stopped the flooding because we've considered flooding to be, well, inconvenient. However, it turns out flooding is the essence of life. It is the recycling, the resupply of nutrients to the farmlands. And because we've stopped the flooding, we are dying as a civilization. We do not have the nutrients that we need to be healthy, to have healthy minds and healthy bodies and even healthy nations, healthy civilizations, because we stopped the flooding. Now, a couple of years ago, there were some tsunamis in the Indian Ocean. And a tsunami, of course, deposits a huge amount of ocean water on the land. And this ocean water contains what? Trace minerals, lots of trace minerals. Well, it turns out that even though many, many people died during these tsunamis and there was a lot of property damage as a result of these tidal waves, that the following season, the croplands in that region that had been drenched with ocean water, they produced the most astounding food that they had ever seen in that region. This was the most nutritious food they'd ever grown. And why was it? Because the ocean deposited the minerals, just like the flooding Nile River deposited minerals onto those croplands. So the ocean, through disaster, created life. This is the cycle of life on our planet. And we should all be so lucky to eat food that comes from croplands that are flooded on a regular basis. Now, why did I mention all of that? Because today's crops are not grown on flooded land. They are grown on old, tired, depleted soils that have nothing left in them. As a result, the food that you're eating today, almost all of it, is nutritionally worthless. That is, unless you're following an organic, raw foods, living foods diet, and you're eating a lot of wildcrafted foods. Otherwise, if you're eating food from organized, mechanized agriculture, You're not getting much nutrition at all. You're getting calories, yeah, but not much nutrition. That's why people are overfed and undernourished. They're overweight, but they're nutritionally deficient. You see, they have calories, but not nutrients. To balance this out, you need to take nutritional supplements, high-quality supplements. This is the way to balance out your diet and get the nutrients that should have been present in the soil, but are not. The nutrients that should have been present in the food, but are not because they were milled out or processed out or cooked out or lost during transportation or just never there in the first place. You know, they don't even let the tomatoes ripen on the vine anymore. They don't let the fruit ripen on the tree anymore. And as a result, they pick everything too early and it doesn't have the nutrients in it that it should. So take high quality nutritional supplements to solve that problem. And I'll tell you about some good supplements to take next. Stay with us. You're listening to the Health Rangers Show and our top 10 list. We'll be right back after this break with more information about the nutritional supplements that can help you compensate for the lack of nutrition in your food.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the Health Ranger Show. We're talking about the top 10 most important steps to reversing disease that your doctor won't tell you. And we're talking about nutritional supplements here and why they are crucial for living a healthy life in the modern world. So we'll continue with that right now. I wanted to give you some suggestions for some high-quality nutritional supplements. And by the way, I want to lead off by saying that I don't sell any of these. I'm not in that business. I'm an independent consumer advocate and investigative journalist. I've reviewed hundreds, maybe a thousand products by now, and I'm number six. And this is the sixth step to reversing disease that your doctor won't tell you. And this is a very important step, and I could do a whole show on this point, but I'll try to keep it short. And that is to get off your medication. Yeah, get off your medication. Why? Because medication causes disease. Yes, even the medications that claim to, quote, treat disease, they cause disease. There's no medication that exists in the world today that doesn't have a side effect. Every medication has unintended side effects. And even as medication claims to be treating one symptom like high cholesterol or depression, it's causing another symptom at the same time. For example, depression drugs cause obesity and diabetes. They all imbalance blood sugar. So when you're taking drugs for depression and you think, well, gee, they're going to make me feel better mentally, turns out that you start gaining weight. The average person gains about 20 pounds a year of body fat when they take antidepressants. Now, I don't know about you, but that would make me feel kind of depressed. So it is in this way that these drugs cause the very disease that they claim to be treating. And it gets even worse. Many drugs cause fatal side effects. You know, drugs for arthritis and inflammation, they can cause heart attacks and strokes. They can literally kill you. Drugs that claim to treat one organ can damage another organ. For example, just about everything used to treat cancer today damages the liver, the kidneys, and the brain. Just about every pharmaceutical damages the liver just by itself. And that's why liver failure is so common in people who take a lot of medication. And then, of course, once the liver fails, there's really not that much that modern medicine can do for you except put you on a liver transplant list and hope somebody else dies. And I don't consider that to be a system of medicine. That's just a barbaric system of exploiting one person's body for financial gain and then finding a way to exploit another person's body for even more financial gain. That's not medicine. That's madness. Anyway, I say get off your medication. Now, there are a couple things you need to know about this. One is you should never just stop your medication cold turkey because, believe it or not, that can be dangerous too. You don't want these sudden changes to your biochemistry. So I do say always work with a qualified naturopathic physician, a licensed, well-educated, well-experienced naturopathic physician who can help you get off of these medications. Now, you can't just get off them without changing something else. You have to make other changes in your life that mean you no longer need the medications, you see. If you're taking drugs for high cholesterol, it doesn't mean you have a deficiency of cholesterol drugs. It means that there's something wrong with your diet. All right, this is just basic common sense. It means you're eating too many animal products, too much milk, too much cheese, too much meat, too many fried foods, too many processed foods, not enough fresh fruits and vegetables, not enough real living food. If you change what you eat, your cholesterol level will change by itself, automatically, in just a few weeks. And then your doctor will take you off the cholesterol drugs. You see how that works? So I say, don't just stop taking the drugs. Instead, change your life, change your habits, so that you no longer need the drugs. You see what I mean? Make it so that your body no longer qualifies for the condition that the drug is being used to treat. So if you're taking drugs for thinning your blood, for example, it means there's something wrong with your blood. And guess what? That has everything to do with what you eat and what you drink. So get off your medication in an informed, intelligent, and safe way. And this will greatly extend your life and help you overcome disease. Because remember, those medications don't reverse disease. There's no medication that reverses any disease, period. Doesn't exist. All they do is they maintain disease. They manage symptoms. They give the appearance of health without actually creating health. And the way you know that's true, by the way, you want to know how you know that what I'm saying is true? Stop taking the meds and see what happens. The disease comes back unless you make the changes that I'm promoting. That's proof that those medications do not do anything to heal your body. All they do is they mask symptoms. And if you stop taking them, the symptoms come right back. So you've got to make the core changes to your diet, to your exercise habits, to your lifestyle. You've got to do all the things we've talked about on this list. That's how you're going to get the results that will allow you to safely get off the medications that have been making you sicker and sicker. There is no way to be healthy if you're on meds, period. No way to be healthy. So then the six steps, seven right now. All right, step seven of the top 10 most important steps to reversing disease that your doctor won't tell you is to start juicing. And no, if you work out at the gym and you think I'm talking about steroids, I'm not. No, that's a different kind of juicing. I'm talking about juicing vegetables. Get yourself a Juice Man juicer or some other brand of juicer and start juicing up vegetables and fruits and drink that on a daily basis. That is so important to your health because these plants contain disease-fighting nutrients. They're called phytonutrients. That's spelled P-H-Y-T-O, by the way, phytonutrients. These nutrients reverse cancer. They reverse disease. They reverse diabetes. They enhance brain function. They protect you from sunburn. They protect you from macular degeneration. They are the answers to our health problems. Plant-based medicine is the miracle drug, so to speak, that conventional medicine claims to be searching for. It's the miracle cure. Everything that you need to be healthy is found in plants, period. And if you drink these plants, and I mean fresh juice that you make yourself at home, then you give yourself the advantage of all of these incredible nutrients. Now, if you're wondering what's the best recipe for drinking the juice of these plants, here's what you can start with, all right? Here's the basics. Start with celery and carrot juice. That should be the foundation of your recipe. From that, you can add things depending on your taste tolerance. So you can add spinach. Parsley is a really good one for detoxifying your body, cleaning out your insides. If you drink enough parsley juice, you'll even have better smelling breath. Everything about you will smell better. Just drink a lot of parsley juice. You can also add in some cabbage and broccoli and things like that. Now, if you want it to taste better, especially if you're new to this, then you want to start juicing apples, pears, citrus fruits like oranges and lemons and so on, or anything like that that is sweeter. I even juice berries sometimes. So if you're new to this, juice more fruits so that you can get used to the taste. But then over time, try to juice more and more vegetables in that juice. Start adding in cucumbers and add in spinach and parsley and things like that. And that will be a super healing juice, and you should drink this on a daily basis. And you can't just buy this in a store, by the way. You can't buy processed, pasteurized juice, because if it's been pasteurized, then it's dead. And dead juice does not contain the same healing properties as living juice. And you've got to get living juice here if you want to get the health effects that you expect and that you deserve, frankly. You've got to get living juice. So that means you can't buy this in a bottle. You can't buy it at the grocery store. You've got to make it yourself. So just go out and buy fresh produce and then juice it yourself. It's pretty easy to do, especially if you have a juicing machine. And when you're juicing all of these fruits and vegetables, by the way, make sure you're buying organic, all right? Because you don't want to be juicing and concentrating pesticides, do you? You don't want those chemicals in your body. That's no good. You got to go out and get organic produce because this is for the purposes of healing your body. And that means you don't want any toxic chemicals interfering with that healing potential, right? I mean, after all, the whole point of drinking this juice is to enhance your health, to prevent cancer, to even help reverse cancer, not to poison yourself with more pesticides or herbicides or things that the foods have been treated with as they were growing on the farm soils. You don't want to have those chemicals in your diet, so make sure you drink only organic juice. Sometimes if I can't find organic, I'll go ahead and buy conventional things, like conventional carrots are usually okay because they don't use a lot of pesticides on carrots anyway. Conventional celery, though, is a different story. There are pesticides on celery, and there are a lot of pesticides on strawberries. So, as a rule, I don't ever eat conventionally grown strawberries. Always look for organic when you're eating strawberries. So if you do this step, step seven, if you start juicing, you're going to be giving your body the best medicine in the universe. This medicine is so good that it will stabilize your cholesterol, it will reverse your risk of heart disease, it will stop the growth of cancers and even reverse cancer. It will restore brain function, it will reverse the progression of Alzheimer's disease, it will reverse osteoporosis, it will reverse depression, kidney stones, gallstones, all of these things are completely eliminated, reversed very easily by going to a plant-based diet and juicing lots of vegetables and fruits. If you juice these on a daily basis, then you're going to eliminate your need for virtually all medication. Regardless of what medication you're on right now, regardless of what your doctors have told you or what a disease organization has said, like the American Diabetes Association says, there's no cure for diabetes. Well, they are nutritionally illiterate there. And in fact, they're lying to you and they know it because the scientific literature says very clearly that we can reverse diabetes in about 3 weeks just by turning to a plant-based diet. It's very simple. It's very easy. Every degenerative disease now plaguing modern society can be reversed by switching to a plant-based diet and drinking nutrients from plants that you juice yourself. Fresh, raw, living, non-processed, non-irradiated, non-pasteurized nutrients. That is the cure for all known degenerative diseases right there. I will drink several quarts a day. This is a significant part of my diet. This is part of how I overcame pre-diabetes and how I lost 50 pounds of body fat and achieved a state of perfect human health, perfect health, even though I used to be diseased. This is how I did it, or part of how I did it. I did it also with exercise and sunlight and some of the other things that we talk about, but this is a big part of doing it. And if you juice these fruits and vegetables on a regular basis and drink that juice, none of these diseases can ever take hold in your body. Just can't happen. And I have met thousands of people now who have improved their health on a plant-based diet. I've met people who reversed stage 4 pancreatic cancer. I've met people who came up to me at a public speaking event with tears in their eyes telling me how they reversed liver cancer by using the information that I'm giving them, which includes this juicing information. One woman was on a liver transplant list. She was about to die. Her doctors told her she only had a couple of months to live. She had liver cancer so bad that basically, you know, conventional medicine had given up on her. They said there's no way to cure your cancer. She started using the information that I provided on my website, naturalnews.com, and she started juicing and she started drinking the superfood juice and broccoli and cabbage and all of these things on a regular basis. And her liver health improved so much, the cancer was halted and she was able to get off of the transplant recipient list. She no longer qualified for needing a transplant. That's something that conventional medicine says is impossible, and yet I see it every day. Every day. It is so easy to do. All you've got to do is start consuming massive amounts of plant juice. Now stay with me. We'll be right back after this break here on the Health Ranger Show to continue this list. We'll be right back.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home for Hardy and the Talk Radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Health Ranger Show. on our presentation of the top 10 most important steps to reversing disease that your doctor won't tell you. And step number 8 is to stop using toxic personal care products. And this is a big one that people often overlook, even though they think that they're pursuing a healthy lifestyle. I've talked to a lot of people who thought, yeah, I'm healthy. You know, they think they're healthy because they're buying whole grain bread or they're having instant oatmeal for breakfast and they read the claim on the front of the oatmeal box that said, helps lower cholesterol. But, of course, they pour a bunch of milk and sugar and garbage into the oatmeal, and it's not very healthy by the time they do all that to it. They think they're healthy people, and they think they're living a healthy lifestyle. They buy a little bit of organic. You know, they have some juices in their refrigerator. But when I go to these people's houses, and I look in their bathrooms, and in their laundry rooms, and in their kitchens, and I see all of these toxic chemicals in their homes, and all the toxic things they put on their own skin, I just have to turn around and say to them, hey, folks, you're not healthy at all. It doesn't really matter what you eat if you keep poisoning yourself with all these chemicals that you're putting on your skin. And they say, what are you talking about? We don't have any poisons in our house. All we have is shampoo, perfume, deodorant, antibacterial soap, laundry detergent, fabric softener, dryer sheets, and so on and so forth. And I say, well, you just named all the poisons. These are the things that you're giving yourself cancer with. These contain the toxic chemicals. Did you ever read the ingredients on these bottles? And they say, no, never read the ingredients. And I say, well, did you know that these chemicals, and I show them the list, and it's this long, long list of chemicals that nobody can understand unless you have a degree in chemistry, and even then some of these are really foreign. People say, wow, I didn't know all that stuff's in there. What is that stuff? And I said, yeah, isn't that a good question? Should you really be putting something on your skin if you don't know what it is? Doesn't make any sense, does it? Well, the truth is that these ingredients have never been tested nor approved by the FDA for use on humans. Not one of these chemicals has ever been approved as being safe. And they say, how could that be? How could they be in the personal care products? And I tell them, the reason is because they all got grandfathered in under the Delaney Act. And the FDA just basically assumes that anything you put on your skin has nothing whatsoever to do with your health. You see, they say you're not swallowing this shampoo, you're not eating this perfume or cologne, you're not consuming these substances, therefore they must be safe no matter what's in them. What they're missing, of course, is the basic truth that what you put on your skin gets absorbed through your skin, right? And it goes into your bloodstream, and from there it poisons your body. So if you put toxic cancer-causing chemicals on your skin, then it's going to end up in your blood, almost as if you ate it. Are you skeptical of this? Well, how do you think the nicotine patches work? You put a patch on your skin, the drug goes through your skin, into your bloodstream. That's the delivery mechanism. This happens with lots of other chemicals. So all of those substances that people are using in their own bathrooms, in their showers, at the sink, these are giving them cancer. It's destroying their nervous system. It's causing birth defects. It's causing genetic damage. All of these things are the obvious effects, the unavoidable effects of using such personal care products. So if you want to get rid of cancer and disease, and even including heart disease and diabetes and Alzheimer's and dementia and all of these other things, especially depression, because these chemicals really impact the brain, then you've got to just throw all these products out. Just throw them out. I don't mean use them until the bottle is empty and then throw out the empty bottle. No, I mean go into your bathroom right now, grab these bottles, and throw them out. And I know a lot of them have deceptive names like herbal essences or whatever. They try to imply that they're healthy. They're not healthy. They're still made almost entirely with toxic chemicals, all these different shampoos and personal care products, even skin lotions. You go to a store and you buy baby lotion. That thing is loaded with cancer-causing chemicals. A lot of the baby products are the worst. They just cause all kinds of disease. So you've got to go all natural. You've got to buy completely natural soap, natural deodorant if you want to use that. You got to get completely natural shampoo. All these things in your home, the cleaning chemicals, the disinfectants, the dishwasher detergent, and especially the laundry chemicals. They've got to be all natural. I mean, people are just crazy. They will wash their clothes in cancer-causing chemicals, and then they'll stick them in the dryer, and they'll throw in another sheet, a fabric softener sheet, that's loaded with all kinds of cancer-causing chemicals. It's just overpowering toxicity, so that their clothes are completely coated in these cancer-causing chemicals, and then they'll put them on their own bodies, believe it or not, and they'll wear these chemicals around, and then someday when they get diagnosed with cancer, they'll be shocked. How did that happen? How could cancer have struck me? I've been eating whole grains. I don't deserve cancer. Well, of course you don't deserve it, but if your actions cause it, then it doesn't matter what you deserve, does it? What matters is what you do. If you give yourself cancer, then don't be surprised to be diagnosed with it. If you're doing your laundry in cancer-causing chemicals, which, by the way, virtually every brand name detergent contains cancer-causing chemicals. Every synthetic perfume out there causes cancer. If you're washing your clothes and that stuff, don't be surprised if your kid, your 7-year-old kid, has a brain tumor. Don't be surprised. You did it. And don't play the victim role. Don't run around saying, oh, it's not my fault. We did everything right. What bad luck. We were struck by cancer out of the blue. It just happened to us for some reason. Don't play the victim role. If you have been washing your clothes in toxic chemicals, then you're responsible for your health outcome. So take charge of it. Stop washing your clothes in chemicals. Wash them in something that's completely natural. Now, there are some natural products on the market. When it comes to natural soap that you can use in the shower, you can use around the kitchen, you can use it in the bathroom, everywhere, just use Dr. Bronner's soap. Dr. Bronner's, that's the brand that I use. It's practically the only soap you ever need. You can use it just about everywhere. You can even use it in your laundry if you want. If you want a laundry, a natural laundry soap, my company's got a product. You can find these at betterlifegoods.com. They're called soap nuts. They are natural soap that grows on trees. There's a tree in southeastern Asia that grows a nut, and the shell of the nut contains saponins, which is a natural soap. And you throw these in the laundry, and it replaces all other laundry detergents, and it cleans your clothes. It even cleans out stains. It's just amazing in how effective it is. And this stuff is completely non-toxic. It has nothing in it. It has no additives in it whatsoever. It's made by Mother Nature. It's completely natural, 100% organic, no chemicals used in it whatsoever, and it gets your clothes perfectly clean. This is what you should use if you want to have a non-toxic lifestyle, and you can find those at BetterLifeGoods.com. Another product I recommend is called Pangea Organics. That's a soap company. They make some high-end, natural, non-toxic soaps. You can check them out online at Pangea Organics. But Dr. Bronner's is really, I think, the best liquid soap out there. It's perfect for washing everything, your car, your garage. You could even mix it with some water and spray it on your organic garden to help keep the bugs away. It's that clean. Yeah, I can spray it on my food and I'll eat the food. No problem. This stuff is 100% natural. So these are the kinds of soaps and cleaning products that you've got to get into your house to replace all of the deadly, poisonous substances that are in most people's houses. Because remember, if you're using cancer-causing chemicals on your skin, then you're going to get cancer. Don't be surprised if it happens. So avoid that situation. Change what you're putting on your skin. Replace all the toxic, poisonous products in your bathroom, in your kitchen, in your house with non-toxic, natural products. That's the only way to protect yourself from cancer. All right, we've got to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this break with step number 9. Step number 9 is to start eating more sea salt and less processed salt. You know, a lot of people think that they're already eating too much salt because their doctor told them they had hypertension or high blood pressure, and they say, you got to eat less salt. Well, guess what? Real salt does not cause hypertension. Only processed artificial salt, that's the sodium chloride, the white salt crystals that you get on a salt shaker or you find in restaurants, that's the kind of salt that you've got to avoid. We don't want that kind of salt in our diets. What we really want is full spectrum real salt from the ocean or from salt caves. Now, this is salt that is not white. Never eat white salt. White salt is bad salt. You want to eat salt that is a different color. It might be pinkish, it might be brown, it might be sandy colored, it might be coarse, it might be completely unrefined, it might even look a little dirty, but that is the good stuff. That's the good salt. It's just like white bread is deadly, right? But whole grain bread, which is brown, is much better for you. White sugar is bad for you too, but whole cane juice, which is not white, it's more brown, a little bit of green in it, in fact, is actually not bad for you at all, especially if it's raw. White salt is similarly very bad for you, but unprocessed salt, which is a darker brownish color, is very, very good for you. You've got to get that into your diet. So go into your kitchen right now, find all of the white salt, and just throw it out. Toss it away and never buy it again. Replace it with brown salt. Where do you find that? There's a brand called Celtic Sea Salt. You can find that online. Just search for it. It's C-E-L-T-I-C, Celtic. Some people pronounce it Celtic, but it's really Celtic Sea Salt. There are other brands of sea salt. I just happen to have some right here. This one is from the Grain and Salt Society, which is at CelticSeaSalt.com. And make sure that you tell them Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, sent you, and they'll treat you very well. They love our listeners and our readers because they know that our people are really well informed and they're easy to deal with because they're healthy, they're intelligent, and they're very interested in enhancing their health. You can also get Royal Himalayan sea salt from a company called Transition Nutrition. And you can find them online at transitionnutrition.com. Now, these sources of salt, and there are others out there as well, I just don't know all the names. These sources will give you the trace elements, the trace minerals that you need to prevent disease. Look, if you're going to prevent disease, you've got to have these trace minerals in your body. These are the minerals that you're not getting in processed food or processed salt. They're lacking in the standard American diet in a big way. And so people are deficient in these minerals. They're deficient in selenium and chromium and vanadium and so many others. Zinc is another one. And when they're deficient in those minerals, then they can't heal their bodies. And all of those enzymatic reactions inside your body don't take place in a very healthy way. So it is, in fact, the lack of these minerals that drives most people's hunger. When people are hungry and they're craving things, often they're just craving more minerals. And they keep eating until they get the minerals. But if they're eating processed foods that don't contain those trace minerals, then the body just commands them to keep on eating. Eat, eat, eat until you get the trace minerals. And as long as you keep eating processed foods, you'll just get fatter and fatter and fatter. And you'll never get the minerals your body's really craving. But if you start eating sea salt, then you'll get the minerals that your body wants, and your body will tell your appetite to just calm down. Your appetite will begin to lower and lower and lower to the point where you're just not hungry anymore except at normal meal times. You never have a desire to overeat anymore. And obesity begins to vanish, and diabetes begins to vanish, and all of these other diseases related to overeating begin to vanish. This is the side effect of consuming sea salt, because you get the trace minerals in your body, and your body responds by reducing the craving for food. Most cravings are driven by mineral deficiencies. It's really that simple. This is something, you see, your doctor never told you this, did he? Your doctor doesn't know. Doctors are nutritionally illiterate. They are just complete idiots when it comes to nutrition. And I say that after a lot of careful analysis of doctors and their knowledge and what they're willing to say to patients. And I'll say it again, doctors are idiots when it comes to nutrition. They just do not know. It's like you wouldn't take someone who's a car mechanic and then put them in the pilot's seat of a 757 Boeing jetliner and tell them, okay, fly the jet, would you? Because they've never been trained in flying the jet, you see. They can change the carburetor on your car. They can change the oil. They could diagnose, you know, some kind of engine problem. But they can't fly a jet plane because they've never been trained to do it. Well, doctors have never been trained in nutrition. They're really great at diagnosing disease and giving you a disease label and writing prescription drugs. But point number 10 is a very simple one, and it is to start drinking more water. Most people just don't drink enough water. And when they don't drink water, they get sludge blood. They get dehydrated blood. And when your blood is thicker than it should be, it's harder to pump around. So what happens? Your blood pressure goes up because you have to have more pressure to pump blood through the plumbing of your body, which is known as the cardiovascular system. So you have higher blood pressure. If you go to the doctor, the idiot doctor, who already is nutritionally illiterate, instead of telling you to drink more water, which is what you really need, the idiot doctor will instead give you blood pressure drugs that artificially interfere with your heart to make it pump less forcefully. This, they say, is the way to, quote, lower your blood pressure. Well, sure it does, but the problem is your blood is too thick, so it doesn't get circulated everywhere in your body. When you're on these blood pressure-lowering medications, the first thing that happens to most people is they get poor circulation. They start having problems with their hands and feet. They get cold hands, cold feet. That means the blood isn't going there. They get problems pumping blood to their brain, so they can't make decisions very well. They have all kinds of problems with circulation. This is because they didn't need blood pressure-lowering medications. What they needed was more water. They needed to stop eating fried foods and saturated animal fats and start getting more plants into their diet and start drinking more water so that their blood flows freely. This is the answer to their blood pressure problems. You see, high blood pressure is not a disease, period. Not a disease. It's just a symptom of an underlying cause that needs to be addressed. It's not a disease to have high blood pressure. In fact, that is your body trying to compensate for thick blood, or what I call sludge blood. Your body is trying to do its best to keep you alive given the circumstances that you've given it. In a state of chronic dehydration, your heart does have to work harder because your blood is just thicker. But that's what is necessary to keep you alive. And then the doctor comes along and gives you a drug that interferes with your heart and then makes it more difficult for your heart to keep you alive. And that's why a lot of people die on medications, because the medications interfere with your body's own survival instinct. Your body wants to heal itself. Your body wants to survive. Your body may even be giving you thirst signals, but instead of drinking water, which is what thirst really means, too many people go out and they start drinking sodas, which deplete the body's water. Or they drink coffee or other processed beverages, and these actually take more water out of the body than they put into it. If you're thirsty, you should only be drinking about three things. That's water, fresh juice that you make yourself, like we talked about earlier, the plant juices, or tea. And I don't mean sweetened tea with sugar in it. I just mean some simple herbal tea. You should never drink processed beverages. You should never drink sodas. You should never drink fruit punch, which is just sugar water with artificial color in it, of course. You should never drink sports drinks. They're just loaded with sugar, salt, and artificial colors. They're just a complete nutritional joke, if you ask me. What you need is water. And I guess I would add maybe one fourth item to that list of things that you can drink, and that would be coconut water. That is perhaps the perfect sports drink. So if you can get coconut water right out of the coconut, fresh, non-toxic, you don't want coconuts that have been dipped in chemicals, and a lot of them are, if they're imported these days, but get fresh coconut water, you can drink that too. So those are the things that you should drink. And when you have more water in your body, your blood is going to be much healthier. Your lungs are going to work much better. A lot of people who have been diagnosed with asthma really only have chronic dehydration, and their body is producing histamines in the lungs to try to constrict the capillaries of the lungs and prevent water loss during respiration. And so what do doctors do? The idiot doctors that we keep referring to? Instead of giving patients more water, they prescribe antihistamines to interfere with the body's best attempts to prevent water loss during breathing. You see how doctors often do the opposite of what they should be doing? Instead of doing something to protect the health of the patient, they actually do something that harms the health of the patient. It's insane. This is why doctors are now one of the top leading causes of death in America. About 750,000 people a year are killed by doctors. Yes, killed by doctors. They're called iatrogenic deaths. That's what doctors do to America. It's like they've declared chemical warfare on the people. They've killed so many people that they dwarf the number of Americans killed by all the terrorist attacks in the history of America. They dwarf the number of Americans killed in the Vietnam War, which was about 50,000. Modern medicine kills many times that many people every year. It dwarfs the number of Americans killed in World War II, World War I, the Civil War. All the wars combined in the history of America do not even come close to the number of Americans killed by doctors, period. So if you want to join that cemetery of American history, just listen to your doctor. Just do whatever your doctor tells you to do. Chances are you'll find yourself dead sooner rather than later. But if you want to avoid that very avoidable fate, then start drinking more water. Start exercising. Avoid the toxic personal care products. Eat more sea salt. Start juicing. Get off the medication. Take high-quality nutritional supplements. Avoid processed meats. Start eating more superfoods. Stop drinking soda. Start getting more sunlight. Those are the other 9 things on this list that we talked about. Finally, I've got one more thing to add to all of this. This is kind of the bonus item. Well, really, there's probably 2. I'll just mention them very quickly. One is you've got to start exercising. Your doctor probably will encourage you to do this, and that's why it's not on this list in an official way, but exercise is crucial for enhancing your health. And the other thing is that you've got to change your beliefs and dispel the myths about disease and healing. And too many people have these false beliefs in their heads. And I want to plug a course that I've written. It's a 12-hour audio seminar called The Illusion of Disease. And it teaches you the truth about health and disease, shows you how to deprogram yourself, how to dehypnotize yourself from the bad information that's been put onto you by conventional medicine. And you can find that course at truthpublishing.com. So check that out if you want to dehypnotize yourself so that you can regain your presence of mind when it comes to topics like health, disease reversal, longevity, and things like that. So keep that in mind. A lot of disease starts in the mind because people have false beliefs. And the first step to overcoming disease is to reverse those false beliefs. All right, well, that's a wrap of the top 10 most important steps to reversing disease that your doctor won't tell you. I encourage you to learn more.